Could you please put the kids to bed and do the dishes? We attempt to get our kids to clean up their rooms and do their homework. We try to induce our neighbours to trim their hedges or help out with a block party. Whatever our official job descriptions, we are all part-time motivators. Given that motivation is so central to our lives, what do we really know about it? What do we truly understand about how it operates and about its role in our lives? The assumption about motivation is that it is driven by a positive external reward. Do this, get that. But what if the story of motivation is in fact much more intricate, complex, and fascinating than we've assumed? This book explores the jungle of motivation's true nature, as well as our blindness to its strangeness and complexity. Rather than seeing motivation as a simple rat-seeking reward equation, my hope is to shed some light on this beautiful, deeply human, and psychologically complex world. Motivation is a forest full of twisting trees, unexplored rivers, threatening insects, weird plants, and colorful birds. This forest has many elements that we think matter a lot, but in fact don't. Even more, it's full of unusual details that we either ignore completely or don't think matter, but that turn out to be particularly important. What is motivation, exactly? According to Merriam-Webster's online dictionary, the word is, quote, "the act or process of giving someone a reason for doing something," unquote. It's also, quote, "the condition of being eager to act or work," unquote. And so this book is about what moves us to feel enthusiastic about what we're doing. It is about why we feel driven to slog through tasks that may appear on the surface to be thankless. It's also about the dire need for managers to better understand the deeper nature of what makes employees feel engaged at work and what they can do to make everyone feel happier and more committed. It's about connecting more deeply to what we do, to the outcome of our efforts, to others, and to our relationships. But ultimately, this book is about what we really want out of life before we die. The Motivation Equation. Motivation, in the sense of being positively engaged to complete a task, is a much thornier problem than it seems at third glance. To think about the complexity of motivation, imagine that you are trying to write down an equation that would capture all of motivation's fundamental elements. Maybe it would look something like this. Motivation equals money plus achievement plus happiness plus purpose plus a sense of progress plus retirement security plus caring about others plus your legacy plus status plus number of young kids at home plus pride plus E, plus P, plus X, plus all kinds of other elements. Of course, money is an important part of this equation, but this equation also includes a long list of factors such as achievement, happiness, purpose, a sense of progress, our relationships with our colleagues, and so on. Think about your job for a few minutes. If you wrote this equation for yourself, how large would be the role that money plays in your motivation, compared with the effect of achievement, happiness, purpose, a sense of progress, retirement security, caring about others, your legacy, status, etc.? As you can see, the list is long. It has many elements, and we don't fully understand the types and range of incentives that motivate us, much less how these different types of incentives interact with one another or add up to one big thing called motivation with a capital M. The motivation equation also includes elements that appear not to have much to do with joy. In fact, one of the most fascinating things about motivation is that it often drives us to achievements that are difficult, challenging, and even painful. For me, this aspect of motivation is particularly interesting and important because it was one of the most challenging experiences of my life that ultimately helped me see the deep and wonderfully complex root of motivation. Allow me to explain. Called to a Tragedy. A few summers ago, I was having dinner with a few old friends when my cell phone rang. A woman I didn't know told me that she got my